Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. My guest, Dr. Morse Cirillo, has spent 70 years understanding miracles, understanding healing, equipping millions, literally millions all over the world to do everything he can do. But a few months back, he got an incurable disease. But it was, I mean, when I saw the pictures, it'll make you sick. It was literally eating his flesh, and he was in such bad shape that a man like this, it's hard to believe, prayed with his wife, God, take me. I'm ready to go to heaven. He had what he calls the greatest miracle of his life, and that's why he's my guest. But let me tell you this. This isn't the exciting thing. The exciting thing is God spoke to him and said, when you share what I just did for you, healings will occur everywhere. Dr. Morse Cirillo, I have just really studied your life, and you should have never survived. You had everything going. I mean, he's raised in orphanages. He's a rejection. At age 8, you were ready to jump to commit suicide. What stopped you?
I would have committed suicide in the orphanage, standing on the windowsill high up, when the presence of God came over that little boy, 8 years old. Something that you couldn't explain, that he couldn't explain because he never understood it before. But that presence caused him to back off of that windowsill and just stood there, paralyzed, like gazing into the heavens. My life was saved.
And then, when you were a little older, a nurse at this Jewish orphanage.
Yes, angel of God.
She ended up giving him a New Testament to read, but the staff found out about it, and there was one day where they literally wanted you to renounce your belief in Jesus, and they started beating you. Do you remember that day?
Of course. I never will.
How bad was it?
Well, it happened frequently after the exposure that I was reading this New Testament under my covers. She gave me a little...
Yeah, but you're a Jew, you're raised Jewish, you're a young boy, and they say, don't do it. I mean, why didn't you just say, okay?
No, all I could do was look at them and say, I know that it's real. I know that it's real. And you cannot take it from me.
And you walked out of the orphanage that day because...
14 and a half years of age.
I mean, he knows one person in the city. He doesn't have money. He doesn't even know where he's walking. And I understand the weather was pretty bad.
It was a December blizzard night, snowing, wintry. And I stood on the street corner, Main Street, in Clifton, New Jersey. And when I looked up in the sky, I prayed, God, if this Jesus is real, let him be with me right now. And on the street corner, 14 and a half year old orphan boy had the presence of two angels. They came and took my hand and led me for miles until I stood face to face with the woman that brought me the message of Jesus.
And you had a heavenly encounter where you were literally taken out of your body. And that's when things really changed. Explain that.
Well, this is a supernatural manifestation. And as I was in prayer at an altar in the Assembly of God Church in Paterson, New Jersey, I was taken out of my body. And I was brought up into some place in the heavens. But I saw a manifestation, a light that was so bright, it lit up the entire heavens. And across the heavens was a multitude of people that no man could number. And that's when the Lord brought me to the presence of God. And when I got up to the presence of God, around my whole body, the very glory of God lit me up like a light. 15 years of age. When he walked away, I saw two footprints in the sky. I looked into those footprints. I cannot describe to you what I saw, but I saw a vision of hell. And when I did, I put my feet into those footprints. They were my exact size. And then the voice spoke and said to me, "You will arise, you will shine. The glory of the Lord will be risen upon you."
You didn't even know that was scripture.
I didn't.
I'm sure.
In Isaiah.
I'm going to fast forward. You're in Bible school. And you had...
Now you're making me cry, you know.
I'm not making you cry. But I tell you what, I have to ask you this question. You're a Bible school. You're a pretty good athlete. You're playing baseball.
Oh, my God.
You're pitching.
You're not going to go there, are you?
Yeah, I'm going there. You're pitching.
Softball.
Softball. So it's not like that. It's like that. Okay. And the ball comes back to you like a bullet. And hits you.
Right. I just had enough time to turn a little bit.
Yeah.
It smacked my face. And
someone didn't like you. They wanted to get you out of this earth back then.
Broke my jaw. My jaw hang down. I went and had the necessary medical treatment. They put a brace on my neck and...
But get this. He's supposed to speak in a church. He had accepted. And as I understand, you were wrapped in cloth like to hold your jaw up. Otherwise,
right,
about,
right.
Like that. And you had pretty bad pain.
Right.
And so he's all wrapped in this bandage. He's supposed to speak. Everyone's sure he's going to cancel. Small church.
Well, they're sure I'm going to make a fool of myself.
Why did you do it?
Because I told everybody in the school, I said, when I step up there, God is going to heal me.
Yeah, but you couldn't even talk normal.
Well, I talked enough to say those words. And the whole 40 or 50 of the student body filled that little church. I got to the entrance of the church, rapped, and I said, "God, this is your moment." And I tore the brace off Now remember, I'm about 16 or 17 now. Tore the brace off and walked into the church. My jaw hanging down, pain. I sat on the front where the pastor was sitting. And he introduces me as if to say, we got a crazy boy here.
Why didn't you just run out the back door?
No, because I believed. I knew. See, I had a walk with God that was very few people in the world have ever had. And I knew him. I saw him. I stood up to speak. I opened the Bible, the first chapter of John. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The moment I spoke the first word, my jaw snapped in place. I was totally healed.
My jaw. Now, I'm healed.
It was packed with students from your Bible school.
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God.
Did they see this?
They saw it. Started a revival.
Literally, he is here on borrowed time. He should not be here. He's defied the doctors. He defied himself. He defied his wife. He was ready to throw in the towel. We'll talk about that in a little while. I know you'll be back. I know there's going to be. He's probably witnessed more miracles than any man alive. And I believe you're about ready to be a miracle. Be
Amen.
Right back.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, is not just another Christian TV network. ISN offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
ISN lets me watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
These exclusive programs are life-changing. Multitudes report getting healed and having their prayers answered. Get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
There is, Dr. Strill, there is such a presence
Amen.
Of God on this set.
Yes. We're
going to yield to God. But you have, for 70 years, you've walked in these gifts of healing. And there are people watching us right now that are desperate to get a healing in their life or a loved one's life. People dying of cancer, people with diabetes, people with heart trouble, just horrible things. I want you to tell us a few nuggets that you've learned over 70 years that's going to help someone grab a hold of this thing called faith.
The manifestation of the Word of God becoming alive inside a person's being is really the key to being healed where you need to be healed, which is at the root cause. Because you see, sickness and disease come from a specific manifestation called Satan. All sickness, all
disease.
You
know, I believe that too. A lot of people don't know it.
But they don't believe it. But you see, our exercise of the living Christ, the Bible says we have what? The mind of Christ, don't we?
Yes.
You know, when I got this miracle that I'm going to talk to you about in just a few moments, my life was changed. I am not the same Morris Cirillo that I was 1 year ago. 70 years, my life has completely changed. 1 year ago, I lay in the bed. My leg was completely paralyzed. I couldn't walk. I was in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. I suffered from a disease called vasculitis.
I bet you never even heard of that.
Never heard of it. I had a hard time to find out where, when you researched it, that it existed. The doctors were dumbfounded. They never saw, at least they told me, they never saw vasculitis due to a human flesh like what it did to me. It ate my flesh. Ate it, literally ate it. There was no pain pills, no medicine that I could take. There was no way that the doctors were baffled that they could help me. They told me one time when I went to see one of the wound doctors, he said, I can prescribe to you a dose of a certain medicine. He said, but I cannot tell you if it will kill you. Hmm. Now you have a choice. You want to take it?
Were you in bad pain?
I was in unbelievable pain, 24 hours. And I took a lot of pain pills to try to alleviate the pain. And Mama and I, that's Mrs. Cirillo, you know, we've been married, this year we'll be married 66 years.
Okay. But when we come back, we're going to pick up on what Dr. Cirillo calls the greatest miracle of his life, that God personally said when he shares it, healings will erupt.
Amen.
For everyone that hears it. Jesus. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
After 70 years of ministry, Morris Cirillo will help you to experience a breakthrough to the point where your life becomes a rhythm of miracles. Call now and get Morris Cirillo's Miracle Package, which includes his two greatest books, The Miracle Book and 21 Days to Your Total Healing, plus his anointed audio CD, The Battle Is Not Yours. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9463. You will receive Morris Cirillo's powerful book, The Miracle Book. It includes 5 steps to receive your miracle. Through this book, you will learn how to reach out and receive a miracle from God at the point of your need. Understand how to live in a miracle realm as naturally as you breathe, where miracles become a normal part of your day-to-day existence. You will also receive Morris Cirillo's must-read book, 21 Days to Your Total Healing. This powerful devotional takes you step-by-step through God's Word to receive healing in your spirit, mind, and body. It offers a proven and successful, easy-to-apply, 3-pronged approach to healing. Reveals and details Satan's 7-fold attack to try to discourage and prevent your healing. Provides a contract you can engage in daily to invite divine healing. Shares a 7-point strategy you can use to prevent physical attacks of the enemy. Plus, you will receive his anointed audio CD, The Battle Is Not Yours. It includes 8 powerful sessions set to music that is inspired and anointed by the Holy Spirit.
The battle never was between you and the devil.
It will bring you into tremendous breakthroughs to receive your healing and your miracle. Dr. Morris Cirillo will proclaim God's authority and victory over key areas of your life. You will be encouraged to believe for whatever it is that you need. Healing, new body parts, breakthrough in finances, freedom from emotional upheaval, deliverance from demonic attacks, better relationships with others. Don't miss out on getting Morris Cirillo's Miracle Package, which includes his 2 greatest books, The Miracle Book and 21 Days to Your Total Healing, plus his anointed audio CD, The Battle Is Not Yours. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9463. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9463 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Morris, what did God actually tell you would happen when you shared this story?
I prayed. I couldn't stand the pain. I said, I want to come home, please. But you know, while I prayed, God, take me home, Mama was praying, God, don't you dare take him home.
Now, how can two be, if they're not in agreement? I don't know about that. So I can see that Mama had the stronger prayer.
Oh, she is a prayer warrior. Anyhow, one day we're sitting in a room. I'm in a wheelchair, unable to walk except just limping along on this left leg.
But wait, you had a flesh-eating disease.
Yeah,
describe how you were at the very worst you were at.
Well, at the very worst I was at, you could see that that disease, which they don't know anything about it, it eats away. You see the flesh, it just ate away my flesh. And while it did that, and I'd be at the doctor's two or three times a week, and all of the specialists and wound doctors were baffled. They didn't know what they could do. And they just tried to console me the best they could. Well, anyhow, sitting in that wheelchair, a wave in the afternoon of the presence of God came. It swept over me in that wheelchair.
Do you know I feel a presence of God just as you're saying that?
I got up. I was able to walk instantly. Now, my leg, which you saw, maybe I can...
Let's get a camera on his
Well,
leg.
Let me get one of your workers up here. Somebody, run up here. A lady? Oh, my gosh. All right, pull down my sock. Pull down. Pull down. Pull down, more down, more down. Now. Supernatural. Now, you know the greatest part of this miracle is that God grew. You could come up here and you could feel it. God grew new flesh. He grew new flesh over the vasculitis. Not only healed the vasculitis, but he grew new flesh. In 70 years of ministry in the nations of the world, having seen every type of miracle, I have never, ever experienced the supernatural power of God as I have on this lake. And you were right. He said, when you show this miracle, son, my people will rise up. They'll have an understanding that I am, that I am, that I am. And even now, as Sid said, the presence of the Holy Spirit is sweeping over where you are in your homes, watching television sets everywhere, and that presence is healing you, is making you every whit whole. So just lift up your hands, lift up your voice, and give him praise and honor for what he's doing for you. And here in the studio, that same presence of God is sweeping over you. Right now, you are healed. Oh, somebody put your hand up and give God praise. Somebody give him praise.
Have you prayed for a breakthrough, a healing, or a miracle, but feel as if your prayers are being ignored? Do you or someone you know have an incurable disease or a sickness that requires daily medicine and prescription drugs? Have the doctors said they cannot solve your problem? Are you or someone you love suffering from deep hurts, emotional upheaval, Do you feel as if you are a target of the enemy in many different areas of your life? After 70 years of ministry, Morris Cirillo will help you to experience a breakthrough to the point where your life becomes a rhythm of miracles, rather than miracles being the exception. Call now and get Morris Cirillo's Miracle Package, which includes his two greatest books, The Miracle Book and 21 Days to Your Total Healing, plus his anointed audio CD, The Battle Is Not Yours. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 946. You will receive Morris Cirillo's powerful book, The Miracle Book. It includes 5 steps to receive your miracle. Through this book, you will learn how to reach out and receive a miracle from God at the point of your need. Understand how to live in a miracle realm as naturally as you breathe, where miracles become a normal part of your day-to-day existence. You will also receive Morris Cirillo's must-read book, 21 Days to Your Total Healing. This powerful devotional takes you step by step through God's Word to receive healing in your spirit, mind, and body. It offers a proven and successful, easy-to-apply, 3-pronged approach to healing. Reveals and details Satan's 7-fold attack to try to discourage and prevent your healing. Provides a contract you can engage in daily to invite divine healing. Shares a 7-point strategy you can use to prevent physical attacks of the enemy. Plus, you will receive his anointed audio CD, The Battle Is Not Yours. It includes 8 powerful sessions set to music that is inspired and anointed by the Holy Spirit.
The battle never was between you and the devil.
It will bring you into tremendous breakthroughs to receive your healing and your miracle. Dr. Morris Cirillo will proclaim God's authority and victory over key areas of your life. You will be encouraged to believe for whatever it is that you need. Healing, new body parts, breakthrough in finances, freedom from emotional upheaval, deliverance from demonic attacks, better relationships with others.
You know, Dr. Morris Cirillo is here on borrowed time, so to speak. He should have been dead a few months ago, but a great miracle occurred. And I believe that miracle occurred so that you could get his 2 best books on miracles. Do you know he has trained 5 million people in different countries, nationals, to do the same thing he does? It's like having a personal mentor with you.
Don't miss out on getting Morris Cirillo's Miracle Package, which includes his 2 greatest books, The Miracle Book and 21 Days to Your Total Healing, plus his anointed audio CD, The Battle Is Not Yours. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9463. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. Please specify offer number 9463 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
The devil is terrified of the blood of Jesus. This is Tommy Combs. Join me on It's Supernatural as I teach how pleading the blood of Jesus will cause the enemy to run in fear and trembling before you and your family.